We're celebrating the release of the DMA's Live at Brixton album, almost a year to the day, and I've got the one and only Mr. Johnny Took from the band joining me now. How are you, legend?
Good, man. Good to be here. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Great to touch base. Last time we spoke to you, you were playing our Oztober Garage sessions and then went out and played your own shows. Tell me, what was it like playing so many shows in the same venue, all selling out in record time and approaching it differently too? Live, it was more stripped back and acoustic.
It was good fun. We actually did 17, I think.
Which was, jeez, man.
It was a bit silly. It was a bit Groundhog Day. But in all seriousness, actually working out the show, and even for us, we learned a little bit more about the songs because we put them in an acoustic light, and we had our mate Jenny join us on the violin, and it was a super beautiful night. And the energy in the room, even though they were seated shows, they were super intimate, and you could just tell that people were just really loving to hearing live music again, you know. And that's an important part of everyone's life. And I guess for a big touring band like us, maybe sometimes you start to take it for granted, but definitely.
Are you guys the kind of band that are writing all the time, like when you're on tour, when you're at home, or how does the songwriting work with you guys?
I've got a new theory where I try and write one crappy song a day. And you never know what that's going to turn into. So as long as I do that, then I'm kicking goals.
Did you find that when you were doing these stripped back acoustic shows, you were writing a bit differently? You were maybe writing songs for that format rather than full band?
A little bit yes and a little bit no. I kind of change things up a lot. I've been getting a lot into sampling and electronic production and all that kind of stuff, which we heard a little bit on the last record.
Yeah, we did.
So I've been trying to improve those skills, but while at the same time not forgetting that, you know, people love classic songwriting and just a song that's done, the ones that stand the test of time, I feel, are the ones that can be done on an acoustic or guitar or a piano, and people still love them.
It's weird, man. People assume that musicians, it's just like, well, you've got a year off. Well, you should be writing 24 hours a day, but sometimes you need to be in the right mindset to do it. You need to have the motivation. For you guys, were you doing a lot of writing? Did it come in like drips and drabs?
This year's been crazy for us, man.
Right.
We've actually been doing a lot of collaborating with a bunch of different people. I feel like a lot of Australia has, because everyone kind of moved home.
Yeah.
It's such a great place to be. And so I think this year we're going to see and hear a lot of really great collaborations and a lot of great music in general. So we should be all excited.
Dude, that's super exciting, man. And like I said, like, everyone must be chomping at the bit just to get back together, because obviously it's not just the band, it's the crew, it's the tour managers. And then I'm sure you've got, you know, heaps of friends overseas that you're dying to see as well.
Oh, man, it's crazy. And those relationships are so special. The guitar techs, the lighting technicians, everyone who is a part of it, which, you know, we couldn't put on a DMA show without all these people.
Yeah.
And we've become a big family. We've become really tight from the years of touring. And it's pretty horrible what has happened to the industry. But like every industry, I think we're going to bounce back stronger than ever.
And how have you guys held up, man? You guys been okay?
Yeah, we've been good. We've been good.
Cool.
To be honest, I've kind of been busier than I've ever been. Because when you're touring, you can kind of do interviews and you can play gigs. But it's kind of hard to do lots of the other things. So in terms of writing and, you know, making isolated videos and doing all that kind of stuff, it's just been chockers.
Man, I've been chatting to musos and they're all saying they've never been as healthy as they are now. Because you know what it's like. You're touring, you're eating bad food, you're not getting much sleep, you're checking in and checking out. Has that been the way for you this year as well?
It comes in droves. It's also easy just to not have to play a gig and chill out and a bit of that, which is all right.
And I suppose that's the other thing as well, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of your good friends are also in bands and touring, so you don't actually get to see them because it's kind of ships in the night as well. It must have been good kind of getting to hang out with those good friends that you don't normally see because you are touring.
Yeah, it's been really nice. And to be honest, I think, and I know a lot of people have re-evaluated their life and their job and that kind of stuff through COVID, and actually been a lot of silver linings from it all. People being able to spend more time at home, realizing that kind of stuff can work. And for me, being able to spend more time with my family and my partner has been really amazing. And being able to work on other skills like production. I'm writing music I never would have written 12 months, because I've had that time to really hone in on those skills.
Well, dude, the album sounds great. Recorded really well. Feels like you're there. And I'm looking at the footage on YouTube, man. It's bloody hectic.
Yeah, it was a crazy night. You know, we've been touring the UK for a while, but I guess the sellout and iconic venue like the Brixton Academy is a pretty special moment. And we actually supported the band on our first ever show there. So come back, you know, few years later and sold out ourselves was pretty amazing.
And it was kind of the last big show you guys played before everything shut down, right?
That's right. But no one in the crowd knew that, you know?
It was like
on the 6th of March. I guess there's something beautiful about watching that show now.
Yeah.
Because no one in the crowd knew that that was going to be probably the last show that they've seen for that year and even till now.
Do you remember getting the news that you were playing that show? Like you said, you've done heaps of touring in the UK. What was it like when your manager, whoever, said, guys, we're booking in Brixton?
We were a bit excited because we go particularly well in the north of England, in like your Glasgow's, Newcastle's and Manchester and stuff like that. But London's a different kettle of fish. To do that many tickets in there and to have the energy that was in that room that night was pretty amazing. And it was at the start of we hadn't released The Glow yet.
Yeah.
So it's the only gig that we've done where we played songs from The Glow. And so we thought it was going to be the start of this whole thing, and it was the start of something else altogether.
Absolutely, man. I mean, what was it like when you got the news? They're like, guys, 24 hours, you've sold it out, 5,000 tickets.
Pretty surreal, man. I guess this the journey for we're on our third album now. So for us, you know, we've been chipping away. It feels like a little while.
Yeah.
But those moments never leave you, you know, and I won't be forgetting it anytime soon.
Absolutely, man. And you're heading back there this year? You're heading back in April?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to get back in April. I think we're doing a Castlefield Bowl and a couple of other venues. And it's a shame that we haven't been able to tour there since The Glow. But you know what? It's not like everyone, the whole world stops, so the whole world's hungry for it again, you know?
That's what I mean, man. Do you think it'll be one of those things where it was a good thing to release an album mid last year because people are perhaps listening to albums more than just singles because they've had the time to, you know, not be on the go. They've had time to kind of sit down, listen to something in its entirety. Then you might get to these shows and people know all the words to every song.
I 100% agree. I think I remember releasing an album. I think it was our second album when we went over to the UK, and you could see people trying to sing the song. The record had only been out for 2 days. When we go over there, and even on that Brixton record, we play Hello Girlfriend and The Glow and stuff like that. And songs hadn't been released yet. So it's now going to be amazing to see the different response.
What's it been like having an album out in lockdown and not being able to play?
It's a bit frustrating, but I think in any industry, in every industry, you have to kind of keep on your toes and be inventive and be creative.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've managed to do, we did the AFL Grand Final and we did music from the home front and we did COVID safe shows in Brisbane and Sydney, which we were super proud of there was no cases after we did them. And I think that injected a bit of confidence back into the live music scene as well, which was nice.
Yeah.
And, every industry has had to be like that. I think the main thing is that you just kind of got to keep looking forward and try and not slow down, you know?
Yeah.
We've tried to be as busy as we can and be inventive in the way that we get our music out to people. It's super exciting.
So cool, man. It sounds like there's so much cool stuff in the works. It's really, really exciting, man. What's the kind of plan for the rest of the year?
We've got a couple of tricks up our sleeve, which I'm not allowed to talk about yet.
Fair enough. Johnny Took from the DMAs, thanks so much for joining us, man, and giving us this performance. It's amazing just to put on and listen to. It's recorded so well. You really do feel like you're there. And, you know, having the chance to be able to go on and watch it on YouTube too is amazing. So, dude, good luck for the rest of the year. Thank you so much for chatting to us, man. And we're excited for what you guys got coming up.
Thanks for having me, man. See you soon.
DMA's Live at Brixton is available now. But what a way to start a show. Here's the opener. Feels Like 37 Live on Triple M Aussie.